The Granite School Board voted last week to formalize the termination of a 7th grade English teacher who refused to grade a part of a standardized test. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Ann Florence taught in Granite School District for nearly 14 years, but her career at Wasatch Junior High ended after she refused to grade a section of a quarterly benchmark exam last year that asked students to answer a question with a written response.
It was a colossal waste of time, and we thought it was a conflict of interest.
Florence says administrators were unclear with her and other teachers about how the test scores would be used, but that they could be used to calculate performance pay. Ben Horsley is a spokesman for the Granite School District. He says the district requires teachers provide the test and review it, but the data is for the teachers themselves. He added the district has not implemented a performance pay system at all.
We don't collate this information at the district level. It's kept at the school level so that the teachers can get together with their respective counterparts in subject areas, review the information, and then work together to improve instruction there at the school level.
Ann Florence said she wasn't given time to analyze the scores, adding she'd rather be using class time for instruction, and so would the students.
These kids are sick to death of tests. You tell them there's a test that day, and it's the loudest droning you've ever heard.
Most of the larger school districts in Utah administer quarterly benchmark exams. District spokesman Ben Horsley says the district ended up spending nearly $30,000 on the termination process. Florence says she also spent thousands of dollars out of pocket to fight the issue and likely won't take legal action against the district. Whitney Evans, KUER News.